Please be seated. We know the Shemoneh Esrei, the Ikur Shemoneh Esrei starts with the word Baruch, and ends with Hamavrecha Zemo Yisabal Shalom. However, our Shemoneh Esrei, the more it says, the more it mentions already that we say, the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you say the Pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tiftoch, Chavi Yagiti Elosecho. At the end, we say Yilu Rotzad Imrei Fi. What about by Chazar Sashatz? What is Allah of the Chazan when you by Chazar Sashatz in regards to these two psukim? And we also, by Mincha, by Musaf, we have the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra. What is the halacha? So the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, the Chazan does not need to say, even by Mincha, by Musaf, he does not have to say that Pasuk. But the Pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tiftoch, the Mechaber says in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph that he should say it. And the Mishabura points out you should say it, Belachash. The Pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tiftoch should be said, Belachash. The Pasuk of Yilu Rotzon, Mishabura brings down two Minhagim in regards to saying the Pasuk of Yilu Rotzon. And he seems to be makir. The dikur is that a person should say the pasuk of Yilu Rotzon at the end of Chazaras Hashatz quietly. So the pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tiftoch at the beginning and Yilu Rotzon at the end should be said by the person who's davening for the Yomid, but it should be said quietly. But the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra does not need, or any other pasukim. Some people have a minute to say other pasukim. Those other pasukim do not need to be said. The next thing we do at the end of our silent Shemoneh Esrei is we take three steps back. So does the Chazan have a loch of taking three steps back on Shemoneh Esrei? Because at some point in time he's taking three steps back. So the three steps that the Chazan takes when he steps back by the Kaddish Tiskabel, which is after the person finishes the Chazaras Hashatz. By Mincha, after it will be after Tachlin, or by Marv will be immediately, by Shachas will be after Ulitziyot. So we say, Kaddish Tiskabel, and the Chazan, that's said by the Chazan, the tefillahs which we have said should be accepted by Kaddish Baruch Hu. So there he takes three steps back. Those three steps back go back onto the Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, the Mishabura points out that a Chazan should not be speaking. The Kaddish itself and the three steps, the Kaddish itself goes back onto the Chazaras Hashatz. So the Chazan should not speak from after Chazaras Hashatz until after Kaddish Tiskabel, unless something which is necessary for the purpose of Tefillah, the Chazan should not speak. So the regular day, he stays up there the whole time, it's not such an issue. But Monday to Thursday, there's lading, etc. So the Chazan should not be going back to his seat and schmoozing with the people next to him, because he's still going to be saying the Kaddish Tiskabel, which will be the acceptance of the Tefillah, which he said before. So the Chazan should not be mafsik. If he did it, you still say it. But the Chazan should not be mafsik between Chazaras Hashatz and Kaddish Tiskabel. Have a good morning.